I'll say it, Lord. The things that we're going to begin to battle with as a nation, we will only see a turnaround if we fight in the spiritual realm. Trying to reason with people, trying to win in politics, are not going to solve the world's problems anymore. There was a time when everybody said, well, if we could just get a program in to bail us out financially, then we saw Social Security, great trust in the government. But if you've had to interact with any of our current medical insurance fiasco that's going on, you'll find that you're not getting anything worth back for what you're having to pay in to get it. So here's the deal. Government's not going to do it for you. And I know that this is real for everybody. Neighbors, friends, even family are not as likely to help you anymore when they used to. Churches, people that could give but don't give, I listen to people tell me all the time. Compassion is beginning to decline in the world. Where you would have been able to knock on someone's door and introduce yourself and be familiar with each other, there are people that don't want to know you. They want their privacy. They want you to leave them alone. In the last days, the love of many is going to begin and wax cold. And I don't know if you have encountered this in your life, but I have definitely found the decline already happening. But my friends, we are not like the world. I'm getting excited. We are not like the world. We are not the world. We are a separated people. That means when the world would reject everyone, we'll accept everyone. When the world would not bail somebody out, we're going to bail them out. When the world would not say there's any hope for those that are terrorists, when the world would say there's no hope for those that have committed crimes, we as the church of God must learn to accept people and help them to find a new truth, a new way of life. Broad is the way that leads to destruction, but we've got to be the ones that exercise tenacity to pull them out of the fire. And I've said this before. If you want to have a golden blessing, you're going to go through the fire. And if you want it to really be the best, you're going to let it be purified. And if you're going to let it be purified, that means you're going to be in the fire for a while. And I don't know if something you've ever been through truly established your Christianity, but I've been through at least four or five things that is going to cause my faith to be with me as long as I keep walking. Even when these bones give out, this spirit is going to remain. Even when everything else around me begins to age, even when all of my possessions begin to decay, even when my cars, vehicles, homes, bank accounts, savings, 401ks begin to decay, the spiritual person inside of me is going to begin to prosper. There are ministers today that look at me and give me no respect because I'm too young, too undereducated, but I'm here to tell you what I'm beginning to do in the spiritual realm has nothing to do with education and has everything to do with a boldness and a tenacity to get after what you desire from the Lord to happen. So you need to get in with me. You need to get in with the Lord. Or you just need to sit back and might as well admit that you ain't getting what you want. Because God will not tolerate lukewarmness. We can't come in and want to get a feeling, but then express our disdain all week long for what we don't have. The Bible taught us as a separate people to be you content with what you got. To rejoice concerning your fiery trials and to be at peace and not afraid when you have tribulation. But in fact it says to what? Be of good cheer. A good attitude is like a weapon in the spiritual realm. Oh, I'm going to preach it. And having the word of God on your lips to tell people is like a weapon in the spiritual realm. Having a kind and giving heart to bless others, even that have despitefully used you, are like weapons in the spiritual realm. Ultimately, the gifts and callings God has given us to exercise in the church are to further our power and domain in the spiritual realm. Here's what's going to begin to go down in the next few weeks. I'm just going to talk about me. I'm going to be less of me, and I'm going to begin to exercise my spiritual strength. And I'm just telling you this. You come back and see how I am in a few weeks. I'm going to begin to exercise what God has told me I can do like I've never done before. I'm going to pray like I never have. I'm going to worship Him like I never have. I'm going to refuse to be bored in the house of God. I'm going to refuse to be distracted in the house of God. I'm going to let myself be so uncomfortable that I would rather stand and praise Him than sit down and let somebody else do it. I'm not going to let the stones cry out for me anymore. And I'm going to tell you right now that as I make this proclamation, I'm here to tell you that my hip will be dislocated somewhere along the way. But my friends, I'm not going to let go. I'm here to tell you that if you're going to be one that's going to stand, then I'm going to stand with you. Because we've got to learn to wage warfare in the way that God has called us to wage it. Friends, the times of sitting back and waiting for Him to come in the room are over. The times of waiting for good times to be perfect around us before we begin to obey Him are over. The days are dark and the nights are long, and hopelessness is rampant about this world. But Jesus Christ came so that you would have life and in more abundantly. I have loved ones that are in bondage today. And you're not going to do a thing to keep me from getting where I'm desiring to see them saved, to see them delivered. You can have every opinion you want. You can try to discourage by how that you won't support. But I'm still going to see the blessings of the Lord come to pass. If you'll get a tenacity about you to not care about what people think about you and begin to come in and be tenacious for the Lord, then you're going to begin to find that you're going to tread upon ground that you've not walked in before. Because there's a place where rest is. There's a place where peace is. But peace don't come until you're willing to fight. I'm about to come to a close, and we're going to do something radical in this place. So I hope you're ready. Let me say this to you in closing. I desire more than anything to see what you're desiring come. I really do. But I cannot ask for you. I cannot walk in your realm. We all have our struggles today. We all hurt, and we all need each other. So stop looking over at your neighbor as somebody that's judging you. And realize they are somebody that's here and suffering the same way that you do. And if we can learn to stop looking with our eyes and not walking by sight, but walking by faith, friends, we'll begin to shake up the very foundation of the lost. We'll begin to cause the lost to be afraid again of the power of God. Now I'm here to tell you, your sword may not be sharp tonight. You may not be ready to get behind 345s on each arm and push. But I'm here to tell you, the Lord said if you would just be faithful, that He'd make you a ruler over many things. He said the meek, or someone that would be humble and admit they can't do it by their own strength, shall inherit the earth. So you might not think that you even have the strength to go on. But I'm prophesying to you that if you'll be faithful and hold on through a season, you're going to see these things you never thought could come to pass begin to happen. Go ahead and stand with us. I felt it release in my spirit, and it's time. And if this makes you uncomfortable, if you don't want to participate, I understand. But if you're a Christian and a child of God, this should be something that you do in your everyday life. Whether you stand or sit, lay in the bed, wherever you are, this is something we all have to begin to do. And here's my challenge to you. I'm not forcing you. This has got to be by your choice. I want you to take the next 4 to 5 minutes, and I want you to pray openly, and I want you to surrender all the things that's trying to keep you distracted, and I want you to make your central focus just to hear from the Lord. And we're going to take 5 minutes, and we're going to step in the spiritual realm, and we're going to begin to let God move us and shake us. And while you're praying, I'm going to be praying over you, that your motivation to get up and to read, to study, your motivation to pray and to continually ask Him for what you desire be rekindled inside of you. Because if you're waiting from week to week to ask, it's not enough. You've got to learn to do this to the degree that it becomes a part of you. Just like when you get up in the morning and want coffee, it should be a part of your character that you get up and begin to pray and ask the Lord for things. I want to hear some voices up in here when we begin to pray. And I want you to close your eyes and not worry about who's next to you. And you take 5 minutes and you begin to pray for the things you desire. Are you ready? Go ahead. Let's close our eyes and begin to pray. Father, as we come to you tonight, Lord, you are expounding your word to teach us about how we need to learn to begin to fight in spiritual warfare. Lord, these fights that we fight today are not against flesh and blood, but God, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. And Lord, until we learn to let your spirit move us and to lead us into your realm, God, we'll never see things by faith the way you want us to see them. And Lord, tonight we're coming to you because we need you to teach us. We need you to lead us. We need you to help us to be tenacious and to not let go. I pray boldness upon your people. I pray a zeal be renewed upon your people. I pray the gifts and callings of God be poured out upon your people in a great and mighty way. God, I pray that you cause them to put a Bible out where they can be reminded to read it. I pray, God, you let them set alarms on their phone to be reminded that they need to pray. God, I pray that you remind them to call their loved ones and let them know that you that they love them. God, I pray that you will remind them that if they begin to pray and ask and desire for you, that they shall have the desires of their heart. Come on and lift up your voice unto the Lord. This is where you ought to be, in his realm, in his place. Father God, I believe that for all those that are standing in for someone, that surely you are aware of these situations. And Lord, we are walking in your spiritual realm. God, we're walking in the midst of where all things are possible, and we're claiming these things by faith. We claim deliverance. We claim freedom. We claim healing. We claim victory. We claim that convicting power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Go out and touch them and help them and bless them. God, the gifts and callings, let them come alive. Lord, let the gift of your Holy Spirit come alive in your children. Oh, there's some of you tonight, I'm going to pray this over you. Lord, we've had weeks that have been long, months that have been long. Lord, we've had pains that have been long. We've had discouragements that have been long. And God, like the scripture, our hips have been dislocated. But Lord, I'm praying for encouragement for your children to help them not let go during these times that they're awaiting your blessing. God, and I know and believe that as long as we're wrestling with righteousness and winning the battle and not letting go of you, Lord, that whatsoever we ask in your name, we can begin to receive. Lord God, I believe and I speak against that power of darkness. Oh, somebody better help me pray. I speak to that power of darkness and I say that you have no power, because Jesus Christ came and took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. So you have no power, you have no dominion, and it is written that in the end of the book that we are the victor, and we claim our victory. And devil, you are a liar and the father of every deception. And God, I pray right now that this is going to be some people's first times stepping into your realm. And I pray in the days ahead of them that you give them that moment to where they can pray. Let them create a secret place where they can call out to you. God, if we don't learn to exercise our spiritual authority, we're not going to stand in these last days. God, help us to flex our spiritual muscle. Help us to have the boldness and power to step into your realm. To fight, Lord, the good fight. To keep our faith, Lord. To launch out into the deeper things of you. Glory to God. For yea, I am calling, saith the Lord. I'm calling my children whom know my voice. And yea, I tell thee, the gates are open. Yea, worship me and walk therein. For yea, what I have for thee is far greater than what thou hast now. And what thou desirest, yea, see my hand move even greater beyond what you even asked. But yea, let not go of my promises, and be faithful to believe, even in times of persecution. For I have overcome the world, saith God. Yea, in these times I would have thee to be in my presence, and I would have thee to not delay in thine asking towards me. And yea, know that every word I hear and every action I see, saith God. And know that even when you hurt, when you ask in my name, I hear thee, saith the Lord. Yea, be not denied by the world's discouragement, but yea, receive of me and grow and walk into my realm, saith the Lord of hosts.